My guest on Book Notes this month is the Baltimore, Washington area violinist, teacher, and author, Brendan Slocum, who has come out this year with a work called The Violin Conspiracy. This is a book from Penguin Random House, and it is such a pleasure to have Brendan on the line. Thank you so much for giving us some time today, Brendan.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I want to talk about your multifaceted life, in a sense, as it has become, the playing and the teaching and the writing, and how those various aspects inform each other. Obviously, you started out first as a violinist, and tell me how that informs the way that you teach.
That's a great question. As a violinist, you know, I've been through all of the, you know, rigmarole that I put my students through, the routines of practicing and how to practice and what to practice and, you know, just how often to do it. So I can actually speak from experience. And I always tell them I would never have you guys do something that I wouldn't be doing myself or something that I haven't done myself. And, you know, I like to practice what I preach, and I regularly play with and for my students so that they have something to strive for in terms of technique. So they actually see me as a violinist and they have something to strive for.
And the idea of going from being a performer to being a writer, one, of course, is quite extroverted. The other is a solitary and introverted endeavor. So how have you made that transition?
It was actually easier than you might think. The pandemic, COVID-19, during the summer of 2020 had a great deal to do with that. I found myself practicing less and less, and, you know, I had to do something for a creative outlet. So I turned to writing, and I have to say my discipline in practicing the violin actually helped tremendously with the writing. It was no problem for me to sit down for, you know, a few hours at a time and just write consistently. And I have my violin to thank for that.
Obviously, you bring a great authenticity about performing to the book, but I'm assuming you don't bring a great deal of authenticity about the crime world. So tell me about the research for that.
I wanted to make the violin conspiracy as authentic as possible. I interviewed FBI agents. I interviewed insurance companies. I interviewed private investigators. Initially, I thought, oh, okay, you just call the cops and they put someone on it. And, you know, a month later, you have your instrument back. Oh, I was sorely mistaken. All of the intricacies that go into stolen instruments, you know, and thefts of valuable art, it was just amazing. It was fascinating to learn about that. And, you know, lots of people said, I had no idea there was a such thing as an art theft division, you know, and I didn't either until I did the research. But I definitely delved in to make it as authentic as possible.
This is The Violin Conspiracy by Brendan Slocum, and Brendan and I will be continuing our discussion at the Enoch Pratt Main Library on Cathedral Street. This is Wednesday, October 26th at 7 p.m., and I look forward to seeing you on October the 26th, Brendan.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
There's more information about The Violin Conspiracy by Brendan Slocum at penguinrandomhouse.com.